Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's circle back to what I teased coming into this segment. I think the Carmelo Anthony thing, if they're, you know, if we're listing the topics that are still remaining for the Rockets this offseason, because we are going to head to a point here where the offseason is going to taper off fully, and then we'll just wait for camp to get started here. I would say the topics for the Rockets are, number one, do we rank the Capella contract ahead of the Carmelo Anthony potentially coming here? How do we rank those stories?
What about Chris Paul's $160 million contract?
I'm talking about the stories that still remain.
Okay.
I'm talking about the ones that are still, the to-do items still left.
Oh, it's got to be Carmelo.
The open-ended stories.
Yeah, I was going to say Capella.
I would say Carmelo because there's the urgency in it. Capella's got one more year on it. Like, you're talking about right now, you got to get Carmelo on your team. If you want him on your team, you got to do it now. Clint Capella's on this roster for at least another year.
Yeah, I understand that, but he's 24 years old, and if he plays for the qualifying offer, I feel like that's an indication that he's only going to be here one more year.
Yeah, that story concerns me. I feel like Melo's the bigger story just because nationally, there's more people talking about Melo, and Capella's going to be here one way or the other.
Sure.
He'll be here either under a one-year qualifying offer or under a long-term deal. So, Carmelo, and then beyond that, probably the distant third, as far as stories go, would be, are they going to bring in anybody else to, you know, as a wing to, quote-unquote, replace Ariza? You know, are they going to bring in somebody else? You know, one more body.
You know, might the second-round pick find a spot on the roster?
Yeah, he's playing really well in the summer league, Melton. He's really good. So, but Melo is a big story, and Mark Stein, who I believe is with the New York Daily News now. He's with one of the New York papers. Used to be based out of Dallas. He used to be with ESPN.com. He was asked about Carmelo Anthony on the Jim Rome show today, and he said he thinks ultimately Carmelo Anthony is not only going to become a Rocket, but he thinks that the Rockets deserve a chance to prove it can work.
It's not a seamless fit, but they've wanted him for ages, and I just feel like they deserve the benefit of the doubt. The run they've been on, Daryl Morey has been making moves for a decade that continue to inch that team closer and closer to a title. And let's face it, the reason everybody doesn't like it is because it's a D'Antoni-Carmelo reunion, and everyone remembers how badly that went in New York. But I think Mike D'Antoni's a different guy. And he would have Chris Paul there. Chris Paul will manage Carmelo Anthony more than anyone else in that organization. And I think Chris Paul has the juice to do that with Melo more than probably anyone in the league except LeBron. So I'm taking a wait-and-see attitude. I hope it happens. I think it's going to happen. Everyone I talk to thinks that Carmelo's going to end up in Houston, and I want to see what it looks like. I like bold swings, and it is a bold swing.
That's Mark Stein, and it's the New York Times that he writes. So I knew it was one of the New York papers. It's the New York Times that he's covering the NBA for. That last part reminded me a little bit of something we've talked about football-wise, and it's been a few years since we talked about it, but I think it's interesting when you bring up, when somebody brings Chris Paul's name into the mix as really describing it as part of his job description is going to be managing the Carmelo Anthony situation. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of back when Jadeveon Clowney first came here and people would go, well, he's going to learn under J.J. Watt, and making it sound like it was part of J.J. Watt's responsibility to take this young, back then, young Clowney under his wing to teach him. And I think we were all like, it's not part of his job. Like, his job is to be J.J. Watt. His job is to be the best player he can be. I do think in this situation that this is something Chris Paul would sign up for. Like, if Mike D'Antoni and Daryl Morey and Tad Brown sat down with Chris Paul and said, look, man, we're going to bring this guy in. We know the coach and him have had some issues. We know that he had issues in OKC, embracing a role that's probably going to be similar to the role that we're asking him to do. What are your thoughts on it? My guess is Chris Paul would go, he'll listen to me. I feel like Chris Paul would embrace something like this.
He's the president of the Players Union for a reason. Look, his leadership was really on full display when he came here this year. I mean, you saw everybody buy into what he wanted on defense. He brings a level of professionalism that guys just respect him. They respect him because he's a pro's pro. And if you're going to come in here and play on a team where Chris Paul is on and he's, you know, he's playing at the level he's playing at, you're going to have to, and you have any issues with the pro's pro on your team, then that says more about you than it does him.
Definitely.
So guys fall in line. Guys are going to fall in line if they're going to come here. And why wouldn't Carmelo Anthony want to come here? Like, part of me is like, what's he waiting for? Well,
he's not a free agent yet. Ty.
I know, but he's been.
If he gets bought out, he will be, and he'll have his choice of where to go. But Ted, yes, but, I agree with you. I think the answer is because he still thinks that he should have a bigger role wherever he goes.
You're
than
saying
the
that
one.
Could be a possibility.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's
if that's it. The case, I don't want him here.
Because he was griping in OKC about his role.
And if that's the case, and that might be the case. Like, there's, it's kind of like how, maybe you'd say Dwight Howard is. Howard's the kind of guy that if he wants to still be the guy in an offense, so who the hell wants to bring in a guy who still thinks he should be the key part of the offense? If Carmelo thinks that he's still that guy
that he
was in Denver,
thank you.
I don't want him around here at all.
Yeah, I agree. And here's the thing. I mean, in OKC, he griped about his role on the team. He felt as if he should play a bigger role on the team. And they get to the playoff series with the Utah Jazz, and Carmelo Anthony becomes Ken Giles, somebody you can't put on the floor because of the matchups or whatever. They were far worse with him on the floor than they were with him on the bench. So that makes me wonder, what happens when he's in a playoff series as a member of the Houston Rockets? Are we possibly going to get to a point where he's Ken Giles and
here's what I think you have to do, though. You have to take a shot. I don't know. I get a little nervous. You see what Golden State's doing. I mean, Boogie Cousins, really? That was another storyline when I was away. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Boogie Cousins to the Golden State Warriors. So I think you have to try and bring in Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
I think it's worth the risk.
Well, at the league minimum, of course it is.
Of course it
you
is.
Know, like it, it, and I my thing is if you
and I'm not a fan of his at all.
No, but
if you get all of a sudden you can lightning in a bottle, you get an inspired Carmelo Anthony who's bought into what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'd love to see what that looks like.
And can give you an efficient 16 or 18 points a night. You know, national team Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
You know, that Carmelo Anthony. Then I think it's a good idea. Let's play one more because this, I think a lot of people's concern has to do with Carmelo, not just in the locker room, but at the defensive end of the floor as well, especially when you can compare him to Trevor Ariza. Mark Stein talked about Carmelo saying it's not an easy fit, but he's not awful on defense either.
I think it can actually work a lot better than people say. And if you really want to dig into the advanced stats of it, when Carmelo is switching, he's not nearly the defensive issue that he's been portrayed in other places. And we know the Rockets, that's all they do is switch on D. And then offensively, look at the way D'Antoni changed his offense last season. The Rockets ISO, as much as anyone out there, that's Melo's strength. So I think people are just saying, it failed in New York, there's no way this can work again.
Yeah, I think comparing...
It's a fair point about the ISO game.
It is, and I think this is what I feel about when they talk about Melo in OKC and Melo in New York, that if you just assume that that's the Carmelo Anthony you're getting, then I don't think you're doing a service to the basketball environment that the Rockets have created. I think they've created an environment that on the court is a good fit for a guy like Melo playing with two great ball handlers and creators in Harden and Paul. And I think it's a pretty good locker room / building front office, like top to bottom. I think it's a really good organization. It is. And so I think Carmelo, the whole thing about his attitude towards what his role will be, to me, is going to be fleshed out by what team he picks to go to. If he's the Carmelo that wants to get 20 or 25 shots a night, he'll go to the Miami Heat, or he'll go to Brooklyn, or he'll go somewhere and get his 20 to 25 shots, get his $27 million from OKC, get a minimum, and then go play somewhere else next year. if he comes here, it means they've had the conversation with him about this is how we envision you playing, and he's bought in. Now, does the buy-in stick is the biggest question. Mm-hmm. You can buy in October, but then when you're out there and you feel how it is, and there are certain nights where Mike D'Antoni goes, you know, tonight's a night where we probably need to go with a little more defense out there. Mm-hmm. How does he react to
that? He's going
to
be all butthurt about that.
Well, that's why you don't give him a lot of money, because that allows you to cut your losses.
Then you might lose him to Miami then. If that's the case.
Well, yeah, I get that. But the commitment financially can't be very significant, in my opinion, because
They don't have money. It can't be significant.
Right. You have to leave yourself the possible out if it does go sour to just cut ties and move on.
Which would be a league minimum or a 1-year deal, and you just punt, and it didn't work.
Well, do you think if Carmelo was to go to Miami or go to Houston as opposed to Miami. Let's just say he goes.
Because those are the two teams.
What will the narrative be? Oh, you see, there's another guy going to an already good team.
Chasing a ring. I have no problem with that.
But then you go to Miami, he's the guy that's chasing the money, stats.
No, nobody. He's not going to please everybody.
You cannot win.
But does he care? Miami and that's the reaction that all he's doing is Rich, looking for paycheck, I don't think he cares.
You know what, though? I care. I see it more of a negative as for the guys that don't chase rings.
Yeah.
Than the guys that do chase rings, believe it or not. If Carmelo was to go to the Heat, I'll have less respect for him than if he came here. Because I just think if you don't care, you play a team sport and team success isn't as important to you as individual success. Right. I'm not a fan of yours.
He's also running from the pressure that comes with being an expected key piece of a championship contender. He goes to Miami. There's very low expectations. It's cruise control in Miami.
And he might love it. I'm in Miami, no expectations, and I'm making millions, baby.
I don't know that there'd be a ton of pressure on him here. The pressure's on Harden and Paul here.
No, but
specifically
I think
Harden
more here than
the stakes are higher, for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.